Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Danny and I rode the elevator up together this morning, and Danny mentioned that he felt like, does it feel warmer today? And I was like, I don't know. I think we're just acclimating to the cold.
I thought that too until I walked into our bathroom, and I don't know what's going on in our bathroom. But they either pumped up the air conditioning in there, but it was like colder than a which is you know what ski.
Can I tell you something though? I did realize, Steve Miggs, there is a little silver lining to the weather being this chilly. And I think that you'll relate to this because you're also a dog owner. Scooping dog poop that's frozen is the best.
It's like either summertime. Summertime's great too because it's just like the heat, like it just kind of like hardens it. What are we doing this early? I'm shutting down this conversation, but I 1000% agree with you.
I was like, you know what? I can handle this, especially with Brad being out of town right now. I'm the one that's in charge of all the dog poop, so it's very.
Oh, that's nice of you. When I leave town, my wife just decides not to pick up any of it. So I get home, she's like, "There's a lot of dog poop outside." I'm like, "I've been gone for 4 days when we went to our radio convention."
Oh boy.
I was like, I've been gone for 4 or 5 days. You and that at the time we had 2 dogs.
Double dogs. Double doo-doo.
You know how many bags I went through? I was like, you couldn't just go out there once. I'm not asking you to do it every day.
Oh, hey, well, you know what? Big love to all the poop scoopers out there.
Yeah, shout out to all the real ones. Out early in the morning in the cold, picking it up. I always refer to when it's cold. And I say it's colder than a witch's. And the saying is witches rhymes with bit.
Yes.
Right? So I'm at the coffee stand a couple of days ago, and they were like, how's it going? And then we're talking, and the girl's like, it's so cold out. I'm like, yeah, it's colder than a witch's. And I realized, what am I doing? I just say that so conversationally with my friends. Like, you know, it's just a dumb thing. And I'm like, I'm about to say a bad word, and it's very inappropriate to a young barista. So I'm like, it's colder than a witch's broom. Like, what? I'm like, you never heard that saying, colder than a witch's broom? She's like, no.
Now she's going to start repeating it, and she's going to embarrass herself, Steve, and it's all your fault.
Well, I'm pretty sure she doesn't know the actual saying. Otherwise, she would have known where I was going and probably like threw a coffee in my face. But I was just like, oh my gosh, I got to be better about that.
Stay warm out there, Rockaholics.
It's cold out there.
You ready to inform these folks?
For a witch.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. And today, happy Chinese New Year to everybody. I'm going to put you all to the test. Mm-hmm. You just have to guess. It is now the year of the...
Rat.
Danny.
Snake.
Sarah.
Dragon.
All right, one of you is correct.
I have had it with these mother snakes on this mother plane.
That's right. Danny wins.
Yeah. Do you know that Brad recently took Barrett to the pet store, and now Barrett knows that you can have a pet snake, and I am terrified that they're just going to bring one home and ruin my life?
Dude, I don't know if it's still going on. But I don't think it is, but it might be. But at the Washington State Fairgrounds, they were doing like a reptile exhibit thing.
Oh, no. Barrett's very into reptiles and snakes, especially snakes right now. And I have a very strong no snakes as pets policy in my home.
Wait, so you'll have any other pet under the sun, but if your son wants a snake, you're not going
to
get him a snake?
Hell to the no. There will be no snakes in my house.
Well, I know what we all need to chip in on. And get it. What about Brad? Is Brad okay with getting him a snake?
He had snakes when he was a kid. He had, like, boa constrictors and stuff and ball pythons. He's
really?
A wacko, yeah.
He's a wacko, says the woman who's got how many chickens?
It's just 6. getting that rooster pretty soon, too. Well,
if you get that snake, it might be four chickens thrown.
No.
Six chickens and a rooster.
Yeah.
Two goats.
Two goats. Two barn cats. Two labs. And a husband. He's a rescue.
Hey, maybe the Kraken need to be rescued. Can you help them out as well? Oh, man, that was a rough game yesterday. I don't even know why I watch anymore. I don't understand it. It's just not fun. They're not a good team. They give up bad goals. It's just very frustrating. And I thought maybe there was a chance against the Anaheim Ducks. But no, they lost 6-4 thanks to three quick goals in the second period. The Ducks have a three-game winning streak right now. The Kraken are currently 8 points behind the Calgary Flames for the second wild card playoff spot. Granted, there's still 30 games, so I guess there's still hope. But honestly, with the trade deadline coming up, I think we're going to have to get used to saying goodbye to some of our favorites.
That's going
to
be awful.
I think one of them that will be definitely gone is our friend. No, he's not our friend, but we like him a lot. It's Brandon Tanev. Just get ready, Kraken
fans.
That's
going to crush us.
And honestly, I think it's going to be the time to say goodbye to Yanni Gourde as well. A few other guys, too. But Brandon Tanev, apparently the Washington Capitals are interested in him. So he gets to go from the Seattle Kraken to the top team in the NHL. Be nice to see him go off and have a good season.
That's very Seattle sports, honestly.
I know. Well, anyways, yeah, I guess. And also, he's a pending free agent. He's got a high price, like $3.5 million for a cap hit. There's a good chance that even if he didn't get traded, that this might be his last season. So you might as well get something out of it. But I feel like we're going to be saying goodbye to a lot of our favorites.
Sad.
Yeah.
Starbucks is installing these panic buttons in select locations. And this is aimed at helping the staff discreetly remove loitering customers.
I'm confused. Why can't they just ask the people to leave?
I mean,
isn't that step one?
What happens? Like, do you push the panic button and, like, out comes a bouncer or something?
Oh, that'd be sick if they have, like, a mascot, like a Starbucks man. He's, like, just this roided out mascot and just comes out, it's time for you to leave.
He's just a buff cup.
I don't understand. I mean, is it that we're just too scared to say you need to leave these days? That you just want to avoid all confrontation?
People are getting real soft out there, Steve.
Does this go straight to the cops? Like, what? Where does this panic button go?
I can't believe we're panicking over this. Just take a deep breath and ask somebody to leave.
Is there like a crazy alarm that goes off that embarrasses the person?
I hope so.
That would be bad. Just shame the person out of the Starbucks?
Yes.
Hey, Dick's Drive-In. We talked about it yesterday, but we got to keep giving people updates because you want to save some money on some food. They're still doing their 19-cent burgers promotion that's going to be happening for the next couple of days. It's the way to celebrate their 71st anniversary. Rolling back the burger prices to just 19 cents, which was the same price back in 1954 when they started.
And Sarah remembers those days.
She was the third person in line for a burger. It was crazy. Can you tell us about that time?
Do you guys want to get punched this early? Because I'm ready.
Hit the panic button. Today, you can go to Queen Anne, Crossroads, Federal Way, Dick's locations to enjoy a 19-cent burger. One burger, one per customer. And then tomorrow, it's over at Holman Road, Edmonds, which you'll be going to.
On the way home.
And then Kent as well.
Yeah. Tacoma Police Chief Avery Moore has resigned effective February 3rd after nearly 2 months of unexplained absence from duty. This resignation is following some criticism from the police union and some allegations of misclassifying crime data. Moore had previously served about 31 years with the Dallas Police Department and had been placed on leave in 2024 for misuse of a city asset, but was later reinstated. A lot of controversy happening.
He's taking a new job. He's going to be the head of the panic button division of Starbucks. Very exciting time for him. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 44 degrees and sunny. That is the DMD, and that's what's up. And now I can get back to myself. My daughter's up. She's already awake. And she's been texting me nonstop.
What is she texting you?
Just bitmojis. Yeah. In the course, oh my goodness, I've had 26 text messages since we started the show.
I've had none.
No, well, they're just pictures. She doesn't know how to text, obviously, but like she's just sending pictures nonstop. She won't stop.
Oh my gosh.
Where's her mother?
Migs, for some reason, you asked all of us to wear our favorite band t-shirts.
Are you guys
today.
Doing it?
Yeah.
Woo! We don't know why.
Nice.
But we're going to find out at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, for some reason, you asked all of us to wear our favorite band shirt today. We don't know why, and one of us didn't.
Yeah, that one is speaking right
it's
now.
It's me.
Yes.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
We had one job. I said, hey, everybody, just wear your favorite band shirt. I have a method through my madness. I'm rocking mine. I'm wearing this Murder City Devil shirt. I absolutely love the band.
It's a dope shirt.
I've actually had a couple of different versions of the same shirt. I've bought it multiple times because it gets cracky because I wear it so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Danny, you've got your Offspring shirt on.
My Offspring Smash.
That's a great one.
It's honestly, like, I've had a few Offspring shirts, obviously, throughout my life, but this one is the big logo with the album cover.
The iconic record.
My favorite. Yeah.
Sarah, I'm assuming it's Alice in Chains. Yep, there it is.
Favorite band.
How did you know?
Jar of Flies.
Yes. You know.
So unless yours is the Columbia... sweaters.
If I had remembered, it would have been my 2112 Rush shirt.
Fair.
Yes.
Thanks for not playing along with the team.
But what was your reasoning behind this? What's your idea?
I came across a study that looked at the t-shirts, music-based t-shirts that have sold the most, or like the most expensive, the most valuable, and they came up with a list of the most valuable t-shirts. So, like, for instance, I won't give you the top three, but, like, Outkast, a t-shirt of theirs is worth $225.
Dang.
Guns N' Roses have a shirt that's worth $188. Probably because it's vintage. Yeah. Hard to get. That kind of a thing. Another one would be Green Day, $186. Then our boys in Pearl Jam, $171. But I left out the top three because I want to put you all to a test.
Okay.
I've grabbed the songs from those bands. And I've run them through that app that will isolate each track. So I'm going to go track by track and see if you can name the top three.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start with number one. I feel like number one's easy, but then again, I know the song. I already know what's going on. Taryn, I'm going to have you sit out.
Okay.
At least for the first half of this, because you usually get them too quick. So it's going to be between Danny and Sarah at first, and then I'll unleash the beast.
Phone a friend.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
A little bass.
Nirvana.
There we go.
Bam. Look at this girl.
Would you have gotten it, Danny?
I honestly thought it was Fall Out Boy at first, and I was like, what?
Nirvana's the most valuable t-shirt. $279.
Good work, Sarah.
Thank you.
Did you know that one?
I did. Once the bass came in, I had it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with number two. Now, this one, this band's t-shirt is valued at $241. Oh, Taryn already knows it.
Taryn, I can see your face.
All right, Taryn, what is it?
It's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Bam. I feel like I might be one of the only people that do not own a Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt with like the iconic...
the big logo.
Asterisk cross thing that they've got going on that you can get at Target for $12, not $241.
Ouch.
All right. The last one, I'm pretty sure none of you are going to get. So, Taryn, you can jump in right away.
All right.
All right. Are you guys ready for this one? We're going track by track. So we'll start with one instrument and work our way up and see if you guys can name this group. It's a group, and their t-shirt is valued at $235.
Oh.
Oh, you know it then? No.
Wow.
Who is it, though?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's what I was going to guess.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe. I thought this was the easiest one.
That I, yeah, you got
it's
that
iconic.
Immediately.
And Sarah got it also, at least the song.
I do know the, yeah.
September?
21st night of September, baby.
It's because it's a party song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows what I know. I was like, this is the hardest one. They're not going to get this one.
Honestly, all of those were really tough.
It's hard when you kind of go instrument by instrument. And you're like, okay, it kind of takes you out of the context of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was a good one.
I'll wear my shirt tomorrow, Steve.
None of us are gonna.
206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question to ask you, but we need for you to give us a call right now. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question, and we will take your calls after Rush.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
There's this doomsday clock, Steve Miggs. It was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists back in 1947 to represent just how close humanity is to a global catastrophe.
Okay.
And this is primarily due to nuclear threats, climate change, emerging technologies.
Like AI and things along those lines, yep.
So in 2024, the clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight, which is the closest that it has ever been.
I don't even understand what that means. Like, I mean, I know it's representative of something, but up until, honestly, today, I didn't even realize there was an actual clock that they're looking at. And they have it. I don't know if you've seen the clock.
Yes.
It looks like they bought it from IKEA. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like this like super kind of artsy farty wacky looking clock thing.
It's almost like cartoony.
Yes.
So this is the closest it's ever been until 2025 happened.
It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
Well, great. I'm glad 2025 is off to a great start.
It's going to be our year for sure. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll talk to Chris in Smoky Point with that simple question. And that simple question is this. What do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
Oh, the clock's ticking.
I have a pre-planned out bunker that I'm going to build next to my house. It's going to be about 200 yards away from the house. And it's four shipping containers all sealed together below ground about 100 feet. And that'll keep, even in if a nuclear winter hit, that would keep ambient temperature enough to survive even if the permafrost hit.
Chris, I love that you have this all mapped out and ready to go.
Oh, yes. I have the plans. I have the drawings. I have everything all done up, how I want my entrance to be, everything.
You have room for four more. We'll do a podcast in there.
Sure do. I have the radio system and everything all set up.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
We're broadcasting live from Chris's bunker.
To no one.
To Chris.
206.
How come Chris is the only person that calls into our show now?
803 Rock. Chuck at Martha Lake. What are you going to absolutely have to get done before doomsday hits?
I've got to get my tattoo finished.
Yeah.
What's your tattoo of?
Yeah. It's a Red Sox logo B with a four-leaf clover. I got it started the week after my grandfather passed away. It was from Boston.
Oh, that's a nice tribute. And where is it on your body?
It's on my left rib cage.
Oh, that's not a fun spot. You really want to go into that much pain before the world ends?
Might as well.
Yeah.
You know, I stare at it all the time, and I'm like, why haven't I finished that yet? You know, you have kids, you have a house, other bills come up.
But, Chuck, I don't know if you're like me, though. The older I get, I have all these plans of getting more tattoos. I'm just like, I don't know if I really want to go through the pain of the tattoo again.
We're getting wimpy in our old age. We're getting soft.
Very.
206-803-ROCK. John in Tacoma, what do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
I need to go skydiving.
Ooh, wow. Is this for the first time?
Yeah, first time.
What compels you to want to go skydiving so bad? Is it just something that's been on your bucket list for a long time?
It has. I am an adrenaline junkie. I love doing things that just get the heart really pumping and going.
So what's the last thing you did that got your heart pumping?
Last thing I did was I jumped off of a cliff into the Sandy River last summer.
I'd be too terrified to do that. I feel like I would just time it wrong. I've back in college, we used to have like a little thing where you go cliff jumping. It wasn't anything massive. It was like two stories high, but still scary. And I remember thinking like, I'm just like a couple inches away from a disaster. And one of our buddies that did it came so close.
No.
Like we all freaked out. We thought he bonked his head.
And
like,
my gosh.
That was the last time we did that.
You ever see those freaks that do like gainers off of those too?
No.
You really? Like, you know what a gainer is?
No.
It's like a reverse backflip, kind of. So you jump off the cliff.
Why don't you just say a reverse backflip?
And then, because it's called a gainer.
You got to get the gainers,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my God.
Sick gainer.
Sick gainer, bro.
You gainering tonight? Is that what they call it? Are we gainering?
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He currently has a record of 26 wins, 19 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Join us for the Men's Room Lager launch party and live broadcast coming up on Friday, February 7th. We're going to be a Black Raven Brewing Company in Woodinville, and it would be so awesome to see you there, Rockaholics. You can get all the information on the party by heading over to KISW.com.